Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Scott Santana died.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know Carlos had a brother.
That's a couple days ago.
I just saw it this morning. I didn't realize. I know we didn't mention it yet, but Jorge Santana, which is our version of Scott Santana. I guess that's the Spanish version. The Hispanic version of Scott is Jorge.
Okay.
Matt, your less famous brother, if you're Hispanic,
right,
is Jorge.
I don't know. I was Jorge. In one of my Spanish classes, I was Jorge. I know it was pronounced that way. I said, "I'll be George." And I remember a lady going, "Okay, Jorge." And, of course, in ninth grade, that became, "Hey, whore."
Right.
Yeah.
That's
how were you thinking?
That's what it became. Were you Jorge?
No, but I was aware of that happening, hundreds of years later.
Okay.
In life, way out of school, George became, "Hey, whore."
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that really doesn't have anything to do with being in school, because we're juveniles forever.
Well, we are, but that's why, that's good.
Juveniles for life.
I was hey whore. But, I didn't know Carlos Santana had a brother, and also he was a guitar player.
Very good one.
Yeah. Obviously not Carlos.
No.
But I didn't know. Did you know he had a brother?
I had a Santana Brothers sampler album.
Got it. I mean, I knew... People don't know that Mick Jagger had a brother. Mick Jagger had a brother, had an album out in the '70s too.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, looks a lot like Mick Jagger too.
So that's how Jorge made his living. Yeah. He was a musician.
It was Scott Jagger.
Yes, he was.
It's his name, Scott Jagger.
Yeah, and in his own right.
But nobody had him.
I didn't even look. Right. I assume no one had him.
Anybody have Glenn's wife?
I forgot to check.
Yeah, not just some guy named Glenn.
Wouldn't it suck though to be a really good guitar player but have your brother be Carlos Santana?
Better.
Like, you're a really good guitar player, but he's way better.
Well, Jimmy Vaughn's a pretty good guitar player, too, and his brother, Stevie Ray.
Sure.
But he was also – Jimmy Vaughn is famous in his own right, though, too.
Jimmy was considered a better guitar player than Stevie.
He was older, right.
Yeah. Early on.
Yeah, he was older, right.
By the people who cared in Austin.
Right.
Being Mick Jagger's brother, why would you even put out an album?
I know. He had an
because
album.
You're Mick Jagger's brother, and you might get some money off of that.
Yeah. Your mom's not going to care.
No.
Did you listen to that yet, Mom? Are you in the Rolling Stones?
Was Jimmy Vaughn the Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Yeah, he was in Fab Thunderbirds, right?
Okay.
Original guitar player for that band, yeah.
Glenn?
This is the wife of Scott Glenn, right?
No.
Of John Glenn.
Scott Glenn.
Scott Glenn actually is an actor. Yeah, he's pretty famous in his own right.
This is Dot Glenn.
Nobody had her?
The hell is her name?
Annie.
She had a stuttering problem and overcame it, didn't bitch.
Oh. I think she did.
That's not how it sounded.
Annie Glenn was 100. She'd become a hero to many Americans with disabilities by dealing with a chronic stuttering problem when she was forced into the national spotlight.
Yeah.
Boston Globe.
That's tough. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I do too.
It is rough.
Annie and John were childhood friends, began to grow into a lifelong love affair in junior high. They got engaged just before John left to serve in WW2.
They were together 73 years when he died.
Well, and...
He died in 2016, right?
Okay. How do you mean together? You mean married?
That's what they said.
Because if they got together in junior high... And she's 100.
Yeah, that was 80-some years then. They meant married. They were married like 72 years.
Yeah, they got together in junior high.
Yeah.
Did she go get some action after he died?
Good point. No, probably not.
It's not a good point.
But I got audio of that.
No!
Yes, you do. Do it.
Yeah. Oh.
Where'd you read that, Craig?
A book that's in stores now. That funny, Nick?
I had to look up. That was good.
Well, it was good that Craig kept quiet. It helped a bit.
I bet you John Glenn made fun of Annie stuttering his whole life.
In junior high.
No. John Glenn is widely known as an all-around fine fellow, and he would never do that to anyone.
No, in junior high, you make
anyone.
Fun of him.
Right.
When you like girls, you make fun of them in
junior
high.
Right, just for fun.
No. He stuck up for
Annie. Yeah. Would you go to the dance with me?
She didn't ask him that.
Here's that audio.
No, he asked her.
You want to slow dance with me?
I think she was 96 and went and finally got some strange.
I bet so.
At the nursing home?
Yep.
Sure.
She probably had no strange.
Oh, nursing home? Easiest place in the world to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
They're right there.
Talk about
stupid. There's all those lotions.
Well, maybe not the easiest place in the world.
I just need a little assist from a pill.
And conceivably, it could have been the second guy she was ever with.
Right.
Right. If they got together when they were, 12 in junior high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 13 maybe. 12, 13, sure.
So 14, she could have seen every 15. One of his boners.
No. I don't think so.
No, he was in war. He had boners there.
He probably had a couple in space.
He probably
had
a couple in space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Space boners.
Right. Yeah.
Gravity can't affect this.
Caught her down. Hey, honey.
Have they ever done a study on the effect of a boner in space?
No, I'm sure.
I guarantee that.
Well, if nothing else, there's been anecdotal evidence of guys just waking up.
Sure.
Guys wake up in space.
And they're young. And a lot of those. Yeah, I get it.
Thank you.
Yeah. They've done studies of boners on Uranus, Craig.
Well.
Yeah. Repeated studies.
And video. There's a gay joke that doesn't involve a gay man that we talked about earlier.
Bing.
Coming in.
All right, according to Mail Magazine, it's harder.
Yes, it is.
To get a boner in space.
Oh.
Did you Google that?
I did. I just Googled space boner.
Then you got to click on images.
And we learned that the other day, didn't we?
You know, she bitched at him, too. He got on the phone when he was in space. She said, hey, I need to, and the washer broke. Yeah. I'm in space.
When are you coming home?
Do you want
when the damn spaceship lands?
Want me to send this to you so you can read and we can elaborate?
On the
space boner.
Well, yeah, we can do that.
All right. I'll send it over your way because there's a lot of details.
But nobody had her in the Deadpool?
No.
Okay. Yeah, she was ahead of a stuttering group. We got together and stuttered.
No.
Those meetings were long.
Yeah.
They lasted all the day.
Again, I feel bad for her. That's a tough break in
life. I do, too. It is a tough one.
It's easier to type the minutes of those meetings.
Or do you have to do the beep, 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 beep?
Yeah. You have to type all that.
It might be a little more difficult, actually.
Yeah, you might wear out certain keys real quick.
Yeah.
Not they just give you a few seconds to catch up.
Yeah. No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called them idiots.
Right. What's the source?
Yeah, that'd be LLLLAYERS.
Yeah.
Nobody had Deadpool, and nobody had Scott Santana. Jorge.
I'm guessing. So a little bit more from January Nelson at Thought Catalog. If you're planning on spending forever together, get used to some of these things.
You're with your wife. Yep. You've been your wife since after high school, right?
Tell your wife that you like it when she reads to you.
Go to high school together?
No.
Oh, good. Different high schools?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you mean?
We work together. It runs a fast food.
That's right. There's a fast food joint in this town.
Just all greased up.
Yeah.
Going at it.
Yeah. How'd you say? How you doing? But she's working there, too, so you don't have to impress her.
Yeah. And you both smelled awful at the end of the shift.
Yeah.
She didn't notice.
You smell like sauerkraut, right? You both smell like sauerkraut. By the way, I got no problem with runs.
Sexy cabbage.
Fine sandwiches. I like them. But, yeah, you smell like sauerkraut.
That's not a good smell.
Yeah. No, it's not. Not alone.
I've never liked sauerkraut. And I grew up.
Yeah. You
know, big German family.
I never have either. I learned to eat it as I got older, but I never liked it either.
I didn't like it until I had a Reuben.
I'll eat it on a Reuben. That's the only time I ever had
it. Reuben's great. Yeah.
I'll eat it on a
Reuben. And I'll eat it on a hot dog if somebody puts it on there.
That's ambitious.
Yeah. Yeah, usually I'd rather put chili if I have a choice of toppings.
German food is
I want a damn hot dog.
My buddy always called it beige food.
Yeah.
Because it was all
I ate tons of
meat
food.
And potatoes. Yeah, also, some form of brown.
This is a good weekend for hot dogs, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It is Memorial Day weekend.
Is that what it is? It's
coming up.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
But you could grill some hot dogs and just kill that craving.
It's the official kickoff of pandemic summer this weekend.
Hey, hey.
After this weekend, everything's the same.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had a boat?
To sit in the driveway?
The beaches are packed, though. It's crazy. We don't live anywhere near a beach, but they're packed.
Well, people are going to go out boating.
I know. They are going to go out boating.
People are out now.
Yeah, they're
fishing.
Out. They're out.
Whatnot.
Yeah. Like boating's something you could do if you had
just your family
your
on the boat.
People.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, if it's just your family, why not?
Oh, there's got to be something wrong with that, too.
Just don't rub boats.
I'm out then.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So January Nelson says you need to get used to these things if you're planning on spending forever together. She said you get used to sitting in silence. She said get used to small, stupid arguments. And she says get used to their bad habits.
Oh, Todd.
You also need to get used to.
We forgot about it during that break. Not going to read to Todd anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
God. This may lead
that was
to
a kick to the gut.
A stupid argument.
Yes, it's going to.
Yeah.
Is it stupid if you called her out in a public forum?
No,
that was me being an ass.
So it might not be stupid.
You're making a mistake.
It was before 7 o'clock Central. Yeah. How'd you know she was awake?
And you're working.
Right.
In my defense, honey, I didn't think you were going to hear that.
That is our defense.
Yep.
I look at the clock all the time when I say that. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't tell anybody.
Now my wife's sleeping in now.
But our audience.
All right.
It's funny how that one never works. I didn't think you were going
to
hear that.
Yeah, I didn't want you to hear that. I just wanted thousands of other people to.
We've all tried that.
Right.
It never works.
Todd mentioned he hates when his wife reads stuff to him. He said, I can read. Let me see that. And he said that on the air 20 minutes ago, and she responded because she's awake and said.
Prefaced it by, I can say this because she's not up.
And then she said, I'm not going to read. She emailed you and said, I'm not going to read you anymore, right? Or text you, right?
Oh, yeah, sent me a Facebook note.
God.
Then we went to commercial break.
That's horrible.
Are you going to start reading to her?
A kick to the gut.
It was the best.
Oh, God.
It was the best.
No, I don't read to her. I'll just send her a link.
Yeah.
Because you know she can read.
Through the email.
She apparently doesn't know you can
read. Yeah, but she doesn't read my stuff that I send to her.
Yeah, my wife never does either.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It's coming from you. I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
But that article sucks.
So not only do you have to get used to their bad habits and stupid arguments and sitting in silence, you also need to get used to their way of coping with sadness. They say that your person might turn to humor or books or video games or baking, whatever they do when they're upset. Grow accustomed to it. It depends on the person. You're also going to have to get used to, unfortunately, their family and their friends. You need to see the beauty in their friends and need to try at least to get along for your person's sake. January Nelson also says you need to get used to their natural, uncensored self. You need to love them for them.
All right, well.
Yeah, our
wives put up a lot of stuff because we are uncensored all the time. Yeah. You know?
Now she tells me it bugs me when you send me stuff.
Yeah, but you're not bothered. You don't care about that.
She doesn't bother you. She's just joking.
That's good. This has created an open dialogue.
but that doesn't bother you. You don't care if she tells you that.
Well, she wants me to stop. I'll comply.
Right. Boy, needing to get used to their family.
No, you should type her back. Well, I just won't send you stuff anymore.
I did. I said, I'll stop. And she said, I'm just kidding. See, I like her family, so that's not a problem.
You're just sucking up now, so move on.
And friends?
Yeah, you're screwed up.
Yeah, getting used to somebody's friends, that may be the most difficult thing.
I think it's different when you're younger and you're still running around with the guys. Really, 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 you know, running around with them. That's a whole different group of friends, and it is when you get older and have kids. You're not really roughhousing with all your buds every night, you know.
But women seem to change sets of friends
all the time.
Later in life.
They do. They do it their whole time, their whole career.
They just cycle through.
Right. Yeah. Like, my best buddies were my best buddies in college.
Yeah.
With my wife, it seemed like if she had a friend that annoyed me, we would hang out with them occasionally. And if I had a friend that annoyed her, I would never see him again.
Yeah.
The key is to find a couple that you both like. That couple,
yeah,
that's the only way you can make it.
A couple churches in Texas and Georgia that reopened recently are shutting down again because of the coronavirus outbreaks. The Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, said the church made the decision after the death of one of their leaders. That coronavirus may be something. Suck it, Jesus. In Georgia, the Catoosa Baptist Tabernacle once again suspended in-person worship services after some families were dealing with the effects of the virus.
I was telling Craig off the air, the CDC publicly are saying they're muzzled now by this administration. And before, their original guidelines, the CDC said, at churches, it said, listen, do not hand each other the pamphlets, do not share food, sit at different pews, no choir. There was a big choir that got sick somewhere. The new CDC, so Trump sucks up to his base, says nothing. Churches can do anything.
Well, it's going to kill people.
Right. It's going to kill people.
My personal guidelines say I have to stay 6 miles away from a church.
Yeah, that's tough, too.
At any given time.
That's tough.
It's nearly impossible in some towns.
That's why I'm not going to church, because of all the coronavirus.
Too close.
All the coronavirus.
So do people have to take in their own bread and pretend that it's Jesus?
I don't know, man. Eat your own Jesus.
Yeah.
I love that song.
BYOJ.
Yeah. Bring your own blood.
Yeah. But yeah, the CDC's new one takes it all out because he's sucking up to his base, which I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't understand how the CDC could be muzzled either. They could
muzzled.
Just come out and be like, hey, here's what's going on.
Right.
And they just start,
right.
That's have to sacrifice
the
them.
The chick with a scarf, screw her. She's
that doctor?
She ain't saying anything.
Yeah. Well, she's the one just sat over there when he said to drink bleach,
right,
and she's
right.
not like, no.
Yeah. No.
Burks.
Yeah, screw her.
The air is becoming polluted once again in China.
Oh, because they're starting everything back up?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They're back up.
Yeah, we lost it. Greenhouse was 17%, I read in the U.S. yesterday.
I thought it wasn't that big a number.
No, I heard 17 yesterday.
Was that worldwide?
It might have been worldwide.
I saw that number. Okay. I think it might have been worldwide during the peak of the lockdown.
I saw
that's a lot.
8 or 9%, and I don't know if that was just in this country. And they said, you know,
it was 17%, plus all the same number, but it must have been
worldwide. I think that might have been worldwide.
Probably
was.
In China, they've now overshot their pre-crisis levels of pollutants. Lowest point in March.
I love the fact that we had a real-time experiment where all the climate people that don't deny it were proven correct. Because there's no way in hell we were going to stop everything as a test. It took this to do it. Oh, and everything started clearing up. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, crazy how that works.
Turn it back
immediately,
on.
Immediately.
Right back.
Immediately.
But as soon as...
And the deniers will come right back. They'll go, well, that didn't matter.
As soon as I'm comfortable, I'm back to driving again, and everyone else is going to feel the same
way. I know that. But there's ways to battle climate change and still open the economy, but they're not going to do that. You know?
But you don't need to drive, Todd. You got that putting mat now.
Yeah, you
can just stay there and keep hitting them.
Yeah, I might want to visit a golf course.
Nah, just keep hitting.
That's crazy.
I might want to drive to the airport.
Go for 185.
You need a magician, buddy.
Yeah.
golfing with your magician friend.
I'll tell you what, though. I know our pilot buddy always yells at me. He texts me directly. But flying scares the hell out of me at this point.
Does it scare the hell out of him?
He's not flying.
Oh, that's right.
No, he's not even working yet.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't fly that much beforehand.
I do enough.
I don't see myself doing that for a good while now.
Which sucks, actually, because it's the only place to go is you got to get in a plane. Any place cool to go is you got to get in a plane.
It's easier when you can't afford it.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I know that. I just meant. I know.
The craving goes away.
Yeah. Well, you could drive 17 hours to get somewhere, I guess.
That sucks, too.
Yeah, it does.
I'd rather not do that either.
Yeah,
I'm probably not going to Yellowstone this weekend.
You going to camp?
No. I do have a buddy that has a ranch in eastern Wyoming. It's about 8 hours. But even on a three-day weekend, that's too much driving.
Yeah,
put the tent up in the back.
You wouldn't have to leave after the conversation you had with your wife right there. Yeah.
No, she would come with me.
No, but you said you don't want to hear reading to you.
That's it.
Yeah, but what if you're driving? She has to read to you.
She could redo the Twitter feed while you're driving.
Thank you, Nick.
She's an excellent navigator. She can read a map.
She can out loud?
She can read maps to me all day. Out loud. In the car right next to me.
Look at him laying it on thick butter.
I told you, man. He's been for 20 minutes now. He's just been blah, 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 blah.
She's the best. I love her.
She can read a map.
He's just so... That just, it's a little overboard.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either.
I don't blame you a bit.
It's really overboard at this point.
To you.
To all of us.
Not to me.
Not to you. No. I know not to you. Bush is right. Not to you, no. Of course. I don't blame you.
Your target audience.
But the rest of us, it's just like, what the hell? She's great at everything. Don't yell at me. And believe me, I'm the same way. I would have been the same way.
He threw it in reverse.
But I know
real
my wife's
quick.
Not listening.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's true. That is what he said. All right. Josh Wolf and Brad Williams next couple days. They're comedians.
Nick's a comedian.
He's got a gig in November. We'll tell you about that later.
Yes.
Doc Mina's going to call tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Nice.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.